If we turn again to that passage, brethren and sisters, John 13, verses 1 to 3, there's so much in these verses. I want to leave some more thoughts with you. Leave the porch then after tonight, God willing, and proceed into the sanctuary itself in the days ahead. But you will notice that in the opening verses there are four persons. There's Jesus. Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. That's the second person. There's another person. There's Jesus and the Father. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil, that's another person. There's another person here, Satan. The devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, there's another person, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father, there's those two persons again, had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. So there are four persons. You'll notice that they're paired off. Jesus and the Father, verse 1. And then again in verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father, Jesus and the Father, they're paired off. And in the middle is this unholy pair, this unholy alliance, the devil and Judas, the devil and Judas. And what I want to think about is their hands, their involvement. I want you to think about the unholy pair, first of all, Satan's hands. What does Satan do with his hands? He puts into the heart of Judas something. The devil's working in the supper. Even around the table, the devil is present. He's working. And Satan works. And he works in Judas. And where does he work in Judas? He works in his heart. In his heart. He puts something into his heart. Satan had something in his hand, and he put it into his heart, into the heart of Judas. And that was treachery. Treachery against Jesus. Treachery against the Lord Jesus. And that's what Satan does. He put things into our hearts. And it'll always be against Jesus, contrary to the gospel. So there's Satan's hands here. And then there's the hands of Judas, because what is Judas going to do? He's going to betray. So he's going to be active with his hands. He goes to the high priest, we know. He gets the money. Then he goes and he takes hold of Jesus and he kisses Jesus. Do you remember how he took the sap? Jesus gave him the sap, and he took the sap, and his heart was filled with bitterness and malice and treachery, because the devil had put something in his heart. And now Judas's hand was a wicked hand, a bad hand. So they're the hand of Satan and the hand of Judas. But I would rather think about the other hands, the hands of the Father and the hands of the Savior. It says there in verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. And so here's the Father, he has his hands, and he gives things into the hands of Jesus. What does he give to Jesus? What's in the Father's hands? Well, you know what's in the Father's hands? Everything, isn't it? Everything. All things are in the Father's hands. And what does he do? He puts all of that in the hands of Jesus. And Jesus goes into that supper with all things in his hands. And he knows that the Father's committed all things into his hands. Now, what kind of things are in Jesus' hands? Well, there's judgment. The Father's committed all judgment unto the Son. And there's power. The Father's given him all power over all flesh. All power is given unto me, he says, in heaven and earth. There's power. There's forgiveness of sins. The Son of Man on earth have power to forgive sins. And there's grace. And there's so much. He's made unto us wisdom and redemption and sanctification and righteousness, and all of these things are in his hands. And with those hands, the Lord breaks the bread and he gives a cup. And our Savior's here tonight, and brethren and sisters, we need to remind ourselves everything's in his hand. We go to him for forgiveness. Well, we don't go to Mary. Everything's not in the hands of Mary. And we don't go to the priest, and we don't go to the church for everything. It's not in the hands of the church or the ministers. It's in the hands of Jesus. All things have been delivered unto me by my Father, he says. Everything you need, brethren and sisters, is in Jesus, in his hands. Do you need comfort? It's in his hands. Do you need assurance? It's in his hands. Do you need cleanse from your sins? It's in his hands. Do you need grace for trials that you have to bear? It's in his hands. That's where it all is. And it's particularly at the table that we see his hands, because he breaks the bread. And you remember how the disciples talked to Jesus and they didn't know him, and then they went into the house and they had supper. And it was in the breaking of the bread. It was in the seeing of his hands, the way he broke the bread. The way he did that, they knew it was him. Their eyes were opened when they saw the hands. And brethren and sisters, maybe our eyes might be opened if we just saw the hands of Jesus more and what's in them. What's in them? Brethren and sisters, you don't have to be afraid of anybody, because you know something? His hands will guard you. You don't have to worry about your supply and your needs, because his hands will provide for you. You don't have to worry about your sins, because his hand will take the bowl and he'll wash you. The hands of Jesus we would see at the table. So rest in his hands and trust in his hands and come to his hands and hold his hand. Hold his hand. Take my hand. We could say this evening. So just a few wee thoughts, sir. There's so much in those verses, but we'll pray.